To Syria now, where the opposition has long implored the international community for more help. Yesterday, the UN Security Council passed its strongest resolution yet on Syria, calling for rapid, safe, and unhindered humanitarian access. From Beirut, NPR's Alice Fordham reports.
We can't buy a kilo of rice, a kilo of wheat, a kilo of lentils, shouts this young man in the neighborhood of Yarmouk in Damascus, which has been surrounded by soldiers for months. In a video uploaded by activists, he says he has nothing to do with the warring sides. He just wants to eat and be safe. The new UN resolution seeks to address such cases of starvation and siege, which have become widespread and acute across Syria. The US estimates that 250,000 people live under siege and millions more need help. In most cases, supporters of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad surround rebel-held areas. In Yarmouk and across the country, UN aid workers say Syrian authorities have denied them access to civilians who need food, water and medicine. Syrian officials deny this. The passing of the resolution was a rare and hard-won moment of international agreement on Syria. Several draft resolutions have been put before the Security Council in the 3 years since Syria's ill-fated uprising began. Some, related to monitoring missions and chemical weapons, have been implemented. But China and Russia, which support Assad, have vetoed three more, which called for sanctions and for Assad to step down. The version passed yesterday was a watered-down version of an initial draft. It omits references to the International Criminal Court charges against regime officials, and it does not make clear what measures the UN might take if Assad or the opposition impede aid to those who need it. Still, said Michael Hanna, a Middle East analyst with the Century Foundation, it's a significant moment.
This is the first frank Russian acknowledgement of the dire humanitarian situation in a more formalized way. So I think it is an important step forward.
Hanna added that an explanation may lie in the events in Ukraine. As Russia seeks to quell the anti-Russian uprising there, it may need diplomatic capital, which it could only earn by compromising on Syria. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.
You're listening to NPR News.